Welcome to the Expertise Board of Directors monthly meeting. Why don't we just do the roll call? I am your Chief Financial Officer, Alan Lerman. Also present,
Parna Chips.
Parna, welcome.
Parliamentarian. Robert's Rules of Orders will apply.
And I'm here, Murph Dungledop.
All right.
As the arbiter.
Murph and Parna, of course, also present are our intrepid podcasters, Claire and Dano. We wanted to review some of the financials and different things. First off, I would just like to say, new business, that, you know, and I've asked this before, that
Point of order. Before starting new business, we have to do the round robin wellness check.
How does that work exactly? Somebody got their Outlook on. I'm hearing alerts. Please just check your alerts. I'm feeling well.
Okay, I'm well, Murph.
Well, I am not well. My sciatica is...
Okay, awful. Point of order.
I believe that's pointing at me.
Yes.
That order?
Yes.
Feeling very well today. I'm grateful for our board of directors and the subjects that they will be tackling today. Thank you so much for taking these questions under consideration.
How is your wellness?
Yes, that wasn't really a wellness check. That was more like a grandstanding.
Did you hear about my sciatica?
Oh, my God.
I'm not well, man. I'm not.
Final podcaster number two, wellness check.
Feeling well. Sorry I didn't chime in earlier. I was just getting my Outlook updates. And I just would like to say thank you for continuing to finance the podcast. You guys are really supportive of us. And I agree completely.
That's grandstanding.
I'm sorry.
This is a wellness check. And now back to our president. Please go on with new business.
Well, my new business is kind of old business. I just wanted to reiterate that I really wish you guys would refer to me as the weasel. That's all. I just wanted to say.
Robert's rules, that should have been in the wellness check. So that needs to be stricken from the record.
The weasel has stricken the record.
All right, see.
All right, now tertiary business.
Oh.
Weasel?
My tertiary's killing me.
All right, well, we're reviewing some of the financials for the Expertise podcast, and there are some odd expenses that are coming up. Somebody ordered 110-pound bags of Halloween candy, saying that it was going to be distributed to the audience.
Addendum, much of the candy was of an Easter flavor, which, if we're doing candy for Halloween, I don't want to see egg-shaped candies or bunnies.
Dana, did you want to pipe in? Because I don't think the actual holiday is the point.
Point of order.
Point of order, if I may. Dan O'Sullivan, podcaster. I think most of you know me.
Recognized. Does anyone second the identification of the podcaster, too?
I second that is Dan O'Sullivan from the podcast expertise.
Podcaster one is not allowed to...
You may not second it.
Second. You could first...
Do we need a tertiary second?
It's Dano. I second. I third. Whatever.
Okay. Thank you, Weasel.
Regarding the candy outlay, folks, I do not want to sound like a complainer, but...
Well, too late.
I'll second the complaint.
Point of order, if I may.
Point of order.
Robert's point of order.
Folks, I have a simple explanation about the candy, if anybody cares to hear about it.
Yes, I do. Very much, Dano. I'm trying to resolve this on the ledger.
You know, Claire and I are but mere humble podcasters.
Language. Please.
Sorry.
But here.
Sorry, didn't mean to say but.
Language.
Sorry. Claire and I are merely humble podcasters. All we are doing is following the commands that are sent down from the board, if I may. When we ordered this candy, ladies and gentlemen, there are only two forms to check. Christmas candy, Halloween candy. We checked whatever seemed most appropriate at the time. I'm sorry if some of it came across as Easter candy.
Interruption.
Interruption seconded.
Tertiary interruption.
Thank you.
I think there might have been a mistake. The Santa's Christmas balls look like Easter eggs.
Ah.
Explanation accepted.
So where is this candy going and who's eating it?
I, according to the paperwork, mostly it's going to the weasel's office.
Could you frame that question in the form of a statement that can be seconded?
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Point of order.
I'm sorry, I do points of order. Point of order.
Could you point at me when you say that?
I am podcaster number two.
Thank you. I do appreciate you inviting podcaster Claire, Sarah, and myself here to...
No names, please. She's podcaster number one.
Both podcasters one and two to the board meeting today. But we are scheduled to actually be recording in just a few minutes. Sorry.
No, she's asking for a different language. If you could say this next part in a new language.
We've got to get to the office, Dano. How are we going to?
We're scheduled to be recording a podcast called Behind the Podcast Podcast, starting in just a few minutes. And if we're not behind the podcast, we'll be behind.
That's my favorite podcast.
Oh, I love that podcast.
Point of order?
Point.
Point of order.
Thank you. I wanted to know if the board had addressed our request for new equipment for our podcast.
We had some money earmarked for new equipment that seems to have gone into 100 pounds of candy. And I'm hoping to resolve this. Maybe somebody could at least send me an email at alantheweasellerman@expertise.org.
Weasel, it's time to start our adjournment ceremony.
But we haven't really addressed any...
Are we released?
We've adjourned.
We have adjourned.
Now that the meeting's over, can we just gather around the water cooler for a minute?
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk.
It's great to see everybody.
Let's get cozy.
Yes.
You guys run a good meeting.
Yeah, that was Robert's really excellent. Yeah.
Who wants candy?
Oh.
Why is the weasel crying?